Welcome to Crozier Cast. I am your host, Bishop James Wall, the Bishop of the Diocese of Gallup in the great states of New Mexico and Arizona. And I'm hosting this week, and I'm also doing our interviewing this week as we have a special guest. Our guest today is Father John Cormack, and it's only been about 5 days that we've been able to call him Father, because Father was ordained a priest at the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart on the feast day of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. So, Father, welcome to Crozier Cast.
Thank you, Bishop Wall. It's my great honor to be here.
So you've had quite a few days, quite a week, with your ordination and all sorts of family and friends arriving, and then the whirlwind of being a new priest even after that.
Yeah, it is a very busy time. Having my family come all the way from Ireland to be here for my ordination, my 3 brothers and 2 sisters.
So there you go. I think that's something that's a little unique and a great gift that you bring to us. You're from Ireland. So what part of Ireland are you from?
I come from Midwest of Ireland, County Mayo, close to Knock Shrine in Croagh-Patrick.
Nice. So have you always had a strong devotion to Our Lady of Knock?
I have always had a strong devotion to Our Lady of Knock. From kindergarten and adolescence, we'd always spend special times of the year with all our family and schools, day outs to spend time, and that explained deeply to us about Lady of Knock. And it's
so. Have you visited the shrine?
Many, many times.
Wonderful.
And every time I go home and for my summer vacation, I always make it my special interest to go and spend a day there at Knock Shrine.
I know, I've been there myself, and it's a beautiful place. And at the end of September, I'm serving as a chaplain on a pilgrimage led by Patrick Madrid. And so we're going throughout Ireland, and one of the places we'll stop and celebrate Mass is at the Shrine of Our Lady of Knock. So I know it's a beautiful place, and it must have been just a great privilege to grow up in the shadows of that beautiful shrine. St. Patrick, also, you mentioned Croagh-Patrick. So have you always had a devotion to the Apostle of Ireland?
Indeed, it's our national holiday. And even still today, despite the secularism that has crept into our country, St. Patrick is highly revered on that day. You would hear our grandparents and family members would continually talk about the great things St. Patrick did in the country, how he brought Catholicism in a very special way to the country.
Yeah, I think we really have to get back to properly celebrating it. We do properly celebrate his feast day, but it gets a bit hijacked in our culture and our society. And as I heard a priest once say, you know, St. Patrick came to Ireland to convert the pagans, and we celebrate his feast day by acting like pagans. And so he's a great saint, great man. And I can tell you have a great devotion to him. So you're from Ireland. You tell us where you're from. And do you come from a big family?
I come from a family of 7, the first born. I have 4 boys and 3 girls. And my mother is still alive. She's only 84 young. And my dad passed away some years ago, 2005, when I was studying in Rome. The Lord took him home at Easter time.
So the firstborn dedicated to the Lord. So it's very scriptural. So you said you studied in Rome. Tell us about your studies in Rome.
I studied at the St. Thomas Aquinas Pontifical University, which was a great honor and privilege. And the Lord has got a sense of humor. I never realized that as a working man coming from a farming background, I would end up in Rome. In the first semester, I thought I would never survive it. But by the Lord's grace, I did, and continue to thrive and do very well in my time in Rome.
Good, good. Now, were you studying for a diocese, religious community? What were you doing when you were in Rome?
At the time, I was with a religious community called SOLT, Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. At that time, that's where all the seminarians would study.
Nice, wonderful. And so, obviously, you're ordained as a diocesan priest you're incarnated priest in the Diocese of Gallup. So how does one go from Ireland, where you're born, to join a religious community, the SOLT, Society of the Most Holy Trinity, studying in Rome, and then end up in Gallup. How does one do that?
When people ask me, I jokingly say, I've come here by plane, but they say, we didn't mean that. So I say, what do you mean? Well, SOLT is a very missionary society, and I was put in contact with them through a very good friend, priest friend of mine, and I spent some time here with them as a novice in the United States. And in summertime, I were doing pastoral placements with the society, which is a great opportunity to get to see and know the culture in a very good manner. And that's how I ended up in the States so long. And then, through the Lord's grace, I was guided through discernment, to come to the Diocese of Gallup, which has been a great grace for me.
And now, some of your ministry with SOLT, you did a little of that in the Diocese of Pueblo, just north of us, right?
We spent some time there as novices, and I also done a pastoral placement there, and built up many, many grace relationships there.
So the diocese, or at least the Southwest, was familiar to you, huh?
Very much so. I've seen on the day of my ordination, which was the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, many of them came to my ordination, which was a great joy to see.
It was great. The church was full. It was a great day, and it was a great day, and it was just very joyful. Saw lots and lots of happy people, and I know you were very happy to be a newly ordained priest, and I know I was very happy to be a bishop of the diocese and have a wonderful new priest in our diocese. So let's talk maybe a little bit about your vocation, and when did you first discern or discover that the Lord was calling you to the priesthood? How old were you when that happened?
Well, I have a very fond memory one time in my home church of the Holy Family in Ballycry, County Mayo, when my father was assisting the priest. I was probably no more than 9 or 10 years of age, and he said one day to the priest that I would be a priest one day. At that time, little did I realize what he was saying, but as time developed, it began to sink more and more into my heart. And as I got involved with the Legion of Mary in parish life, people would often ask me, are you a priest? And I would kindly say, I'm not. And then they'd kindly ask me, did you ever think about becoming a priest? And I said, well, not really. But then as time progressed, I pondered and discerned more and more, this is the way the Lord was calling me to. So I trusted very much on the Lord to open that door that would eventually get me to where he would want me to serve him in a most joyful way.
I think that's a good point that you bring up. You know, people don't give us our vocation. However, the Lord, I think, can move someone's heart to mention something to us. You know, I had this very same experience that people would say, you know, have you ever thought about being a priest? And this was during the time when I was in my own discernment, and I didn't think anybody knew. It was just something that I was keeping to myself. But you would start to hear this over and over and over again, and I think the Lord was placing those people in my life, placing on their heart, and that was one of the ways that he was making known to me that he wanted me to be a priest. I think that's very similar to what you said. People would ask that question, which I think is so key. You know, we don't force a vocation on somebody, but we can help foster a vocation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's people say, you should go here and go there, but one has to take that step, like St. Peter, to get out of the boat and walk on the water. And it's a matter of trusting and believing that he will eventually get you there, which is the case. He got me here.
So you were mentioning you were with Society of Our Lady and the Most Holy Trinity, and through your own discernment, you were able to come to the realization you weren't called to religious life. And thankfully, a mutual friend that you and I both know, Father Jerry Sheehan, who's a member of SOLT, contacted me, and he said, I have this wonderful man who has been in formation, and I believe he's being called to be a priest, but I think he's called to diocesan life. So thankfully, he introduced you to me, and we brought you to the diocese, and you've served in the diocese almost 3 years now.
Almost close to three years.
And done an outstanding job. Mostly working in the city of Gallup, working at the cathedral, doing a lot of work with me too, which I think is, which has been great, giving us a good chance to know each other. But doing a lot of work, serving as my master of ceremonies, confirmation seasons, different like that. But after you were ordained a deacon on August 6th of 2016, you were assigned a pastoral assignment up to St. Mary's Parish in Farmington, which is one of our larger communities in the Diocese of Gallatin, and a very large and vibrant Hispanic community is part of the St. Mary's Farmington community. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about your assignment up at St. Mary's in Farmington.
My assignment was most blessed and grace-filled. I felt very welcome from the very moment I arrived there. People were so supportive of my vocation, and they were so glad to have a transitional deacon going forward for ordination. And I sense a great beauty of the Catholic faith there. Our people would adore our Lord 24/7. That encouraged me to encourage my devotion to the Eucharist to even become ever more deeper.
They have perpetual adoration,
Over 30 years.
Give or take, sure.
Which is a tremendous sign of how they live their faith. It's so beautiful to see. It reminds you of my time in Rome, how people truly love their faith. It's so alive. And great things happen there. And I do believe that many vocations are going to come from that area as a result of our Lord truly being adored 24/7. And it helped me in a very special way to enjoy my preparation with the priesthood, and all the as my diaconate role proved very fruitful during that time.
Wonderful. Good. I know that was, I wanted to make sure that was a good, positive experience for you, and I know that it was. Great pastor up there, the Father Frank Chacon, the parochial vicar, Father Jeff King, Deacon Frank Chavez, Deacon James Betts, great ministerial team up there, and so I knew that you would fit in well, and you did well, and then called you to the priesthood, ordained you again on the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, and where's your next stop?
My new assignment as a priest is parochial vicar at the Sacred Heart Cathedral in Gallup, which is a tremendous blessing also. I never truly expected I would be sent there, and it's going to be a great opportunity for me to develop my role as a priest, a good priest and a holy priest to serve the people here in this Diocese of Gallup.
And you'll have the rector's a good man to learn from too, Father Matthew Keller, who is not only the rector, but he's one of the vicars general of the Diocese of Gallup too, so that will give you all sorts of opportunities to learn from him and really kind of get your feet wet in the life as a newly ordained priest. Yeah, that'll be exciting. So, one of the things I noticed as you were talking that your home parish in Ireland is Holy Family, right? And I was, my own little reflection, I was thinking about how, you know, the vocations, a good strong vocation is fostered in the family. And the more that the family can try to mirror the Holy Family, the better environment they provide that, so that the children can come to know their vocation, whether the vocation is a priest, a consecrated religious, as a married person, whatever the call is, the necessity of a good, faithful family. And you with yourself, your parents were faithful Catholics, and you've been able to be a faithful Catholic, and through that you've discerned your own vocation. I say, going forward as a new priest, what is one way that you think you can help families that are entrusted to your care to be holy, to be like the Holy Family?
I think my fond memory myself is praying with my parents every evening together at the Holy Rosary. And I would, if there's one thing I would really desire and encourage families to do, is to spend time in prayer, whether it's the Most Holy Rosary, the Scriptures, spend time in that prayer. Or like in St. Mary's of Farmington, come and spend time with our Lord in adoration. And that will bless, strengthen family life and keep families together. And also it will help them discern their vocation in a very fitting manner.
Your Father Peyton had the famous line, right?
The family that prays together stays together. A neighbor of mine, just 25 miles away, And I hope to try and encourage families to do that as much as I can.
Good. I think that's great. I think that's great, great wisdom. So we're kind of coming to the conclusion of this podcast for this week, but I wanted to make sure that we had our brand new priest. The oil is still wet on his hands. Father John Cormack, wonderful, wonderful priest, and we're so blessed to have him here in our diocese. So people can listen to this all throughout the world, and hopefully your family in Ireland, as well as some of your family in London, are listening to this. I don't know if you want to conclude by saying hello to your family members and naming them all off. So
once again, to my mother Bridget in Ireland, brother Frank and Shelley, his wife, Roisin, Micheál, James and Sean Francis, Val, Bridget, Jack and Tara, Oliver, Lisa, Connor and Bridget Moira, Rose and Margaret and Mick. Thank you once again for your support and prayers and patience over these years as I was joining to the priesthood. I'm glad that finally I'm ordained a priest in the Holy Catholic Church and to be a member of the family. And thank you for all your support and prayers over the years. I look forward to supporting and praying for you and the community always.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks, Father. And I noticed that one of your family members is very, very blessed because he has the name James. And so obviously that's must be the favorite family or child in the family. But thank you, Father. And again, I'm so excited for you and excited for you to begin your priestly ministry here in our diocese. And we want to continue to pray for vocations. We want to continue to foster vocations, especially to the priesthood, consecrated life, and those who are called to marriage, that we can have good, happy, healthy families. So God bless, and we'll talk to you next week on CrozierCast.